This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. When Groucho Marx famously said, "I don't want to belong to any club that will accept me as a member," he could have been talking about our next story. A new study shows that consumers are more likely to buy luxury goods from a rude or snooty salesperson. Darren Dow co-authored the research. He's a professor of marketing and behavioral science at the University of British Columbia's Sauder School of Business. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, first off, I pictured you scouring the country looking for snobby salespeople. How did you conduct this study?
Well, the study was done in an experimental context, and we did it in two different ways. One of the approaches we did was actually a scenario where we put people in a scenario. We gave them a written description of what it would be like, and then we assessed their response. The other way that we did it was we actually had people interact with real salespeople and then assessed how they reacted in more of a real-world context.
Okay, and were your participants avowed consumers of luxury goods?
Well, that's what's interesting about this study, is that the effects that we found really only work. So in other words, you respond positive to snobby salespeople. It only really works if you aspire to the brand. So if it's something that you want and you don't have. So for those consumers that are regular luxury shoppers, this effect doesn't happen. It's only for individuals that don't have those brands that really, really want them.
Was there a line over which a salesperson could not go?
Well, I mean, we didn't test how far, you know, you could go on that. The manipulations that we used were mainly just rude behavior and condescending behavior. And so kind of that experience that I think many of us have had when you come into a store and the salespeople just gives you a dirty look, or they ignore you, or they essentially make you feel like, you know, maybe you're not in the right store. In those situations, if you as a consumer, you know, really want that brand, that's kind of just a challenge, I think, is the way people looked at it and said, you know, hey, I can't afford that, and I'm going to show you. And that's what happens, is they actually respond positively because, you know, they want to prove that they do belong in the club.
Well, did this hold true in every case for every salesperson with every form of rudeness?
Where it doesn't show up, interestingly, is for brands that aren't aspirational. So we tried it with brands like The Gap and American Eagle and these types of brands, and it doesn't happen because most consumers can afford these types of brands. So poor service doesn't win you any friends in those types of contexts. It also doesn't happen if the salesperson doesn't match the brand. And so if it's someone selling Prada or Burberry and they don't look like they're, you know, should be there themselves, you don't get that effect. You only react if it's someone that, you know, truly represents the brand.
Well, and you found that this snob effect fades after time, too. How do you account for that?
So what's interesting is it kind of is like a boomerang effect, that in the moment, right, you react and take the challenge and you say, okay, I'm going to buy that product. But after you go home, right, and you've, you know, been thinking about the experience for maybe a week or so, because we went back and talked to people 2 weeks later, it actually turns out that you actually dislike the brand and the experience much more than the average person. So it essentially a boomerang.
I do come away from this kind of depressed and thinking less of humanity. I mean, how about you? What do we take away from this?
I think it shows that, you know, we as consumers are social animals, and we want to belong to clubs, which you started the show with the Groucho Marx quote. And, you know, things that we really want and that we aspire to, if someone, just like when we were in high school, says, you know, I'm not sure you can belong to this group, you know, you may work a little harder to get there. And whether that's good or bad, I mean, that's tough to say. The research shows that, you know, we do react in the moment. And sometimes, you know, it's surprising.
And so in terms of retailers, should they look at this and say, well, I should have a good cop, bad cop kind of situation in my store? Someone who looks really snobby and represents the brand and is a little bit rude, and someone else who can kind of ease along a sale?
If you're a luxury brand, you want to create an air of elite and luxury and exclusion. I mean, that's part of these brands, is, you know, they're for the upper class, if you will. And so that kind of creates an attitude that can be very dangerous, because it can be perceived to be rude. And sometimes, obviously, the salespeople, I think everyone has a story, salespeople go overboard. But overall, I mean, it's never good practice to be rude to customers if you're the retailer.
What made you want to look into this?
Personal story. I was actually the victim of this whole phenomenon. I was really excited about a new Hermes cologne, actually. They have this grapefruit cologne. It's really great. And I had gone into the store in downtown Vancouver here where I live, and I had just been wearing a T-shirt and some torn jeans, and the salesperson looked up when I walked in and shook her head at me. And I was kind of like, hey, come on. And I was like, that's not cool. And I thought, you know what? I can afford that. And I actually ended up buying two bottles of the cologne. And as I was leaving, I was like, why the heck did that happen? Like, that was really bad service. But I still bought. So I wanted to understand, you know, why did I react that way?
The pretty woman effect. You felt pride.
It's a pretty woman effect, yes.
Darren Dell is a professor of marketing and behavioral science at the University of British Columbia's Sauder School of Business, and apparently he likes the smell of grapefruit. Thanks so much for this.
You betcha.